A goal in the third period and a shootout goal from Nick Wellenreiter helped lead the North Bay Battalion to a 4-3 shootout win over the Niagara Ice Dogs during a 1 p.m. Sunday showdown in front of 2,803 fans at Bort Longyear Memorial Gardens. "I think this can be a bit of a confidence booster. One of the top teams in our division for sure, and they've been rolling. Was watching them play last night, a team that scores a lot of goals," noted Battalion head coach Ryan Olayan. "I kind of thought that if we kept them to that number of goals, we would have a good chance." The OHL's Eastern Conference is in an odd logjam. The 1st through 5th position were separated by only 5 points, 4th being held by the Ice Dogs and 5th by the Bulldogs. The bottom of the East is a battle for, at minimum, the 8th and final playoff spot. The Ottawa 67s at the time of writing now hold the 8th position with 40 points, only 1 point ahead of the 9th place Battalion, 39, and Peterborough, 33, after last night's 3-2 shootout win over Oshawa is now only 7 points from tying Ottawa. When asked about the team's mentality when it comes to the playoff race, Olayan mentioned, "I think the best message is to keep chipping away. We've got a lot of hockey here in the next few weeks and we're going to have to keep climbing up." The Battalion showed up to the first period with a fire lit under them, controlling the play for the majority of 20 minutes, aggressive on the forecheck and backchecking effectively. On multiple occasions, efficient and clean zone entries by the likes of Andrew LeBlanc and Shamar Moses led to high danger chances that found rookie Niagara netminder Matthew Humphreys in his first OHL game, but not the back of his net. The Ice Dogs looked a step behind, and understandably so considering this is game 2 of a back-to-back. The first game being a brawl with the Barrie Colts Saturday night where the Ice Dogs lost 7-6 in overtime. Niagara is also without captain Kevin Hee in game 3 of a 3-game suspension that was doled out for a hit during a game with the Erie Otters. North Bay continued with the pressure as puck dropped on period 2. The troops peppered pucks towards Humphreys, who made save after save, including a desperation diving snag with the glove that would be considered grand theft across every province and territory. Niagara's wall would eventually crack on shot 20 of the game at from Kent Greer, 4, as a rebound would find him unattended in the slot, firing the first goal of the game home. 1-0 Battalion. Minutes later, the Ice Dogs would answer. At 9:26 into the second period, Sean Doherty, 11, would find space cutting in on Battalion territory uncontested and unassisted, was able to shove in a shot 5 hole to tie things up at 1. Niagara would use that momentum to keep on the pressure. Andre Loshko was able to dish the puck to former Powassan Voodoo Mike Levin. Levin sent the puck to the slot, finding Jack Broughty, 7, who sent a missile into the back of the Battalion net for the go-ahead goal, 2-1 Ice Dogs. The third period continued much as the second ended, with Niagara keeping up the pressure and finding opportunity in front of the North Bay net as Ryan Rubrock, 34, smacked away at a spinning puck to extend the visiting team's lead to 3-1. Despite the string of goals from Niagara, the Battalion refused to quit. With just over 10 minutes remaining, the troops swarmed the Ice Dogs' net, and it would be Nick Wellenreiter, 7, finding space between Humphreys' pad and the post to bring the game within 1, and the score 3-2. 2 minutes later, the game would be tied. Adrian Manzo hit Inat Pazzi with a pass low in the Niagara zone, then quickly slid the puck in front of the net to Liram Amidovsky, 11, who tapped in the 3-3 marker. The remaining minutes of the third period as well as extra time would not solve this bout. This game would require a shootout. Nick Wellenreiter would be the only goal scorer in the shootout, while Mike McKiver would stop all 3 attempts by Niagara, giving the Battalion their first win of the season against the Ice Dogs, 4-3. "I love those high-pressure moments like the shootout, going one-on-one with guys, I love it," McKiver emphatically stated. The Battalion will take on their next opponent, the Sioux Greyhounds, at Bort Longyear Memorial Gardens on Thursday, February 6 at 7 p.m.